Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're talking about a debt bubble. There have been numerous debt bubbles over time. There was the subprime debt bubble. There's clearly a sovereign debt bubble in many countries around the world, including the U.S. There's arguably a debt bubble in automotive loans as the number of auto loan defaults in the U.S. is skyrocketing. But we're not talking about any of those. The debt bubble that's going to have a ripple effect throughout the economy is the student housing debt bubble. You might say that students are making an investment in themselves. We're not giving a bunch of 18-year-olds 40 grand to go buy large screen TVs. We're investing in our youth. They're the future. A university education is essential to succeeding in this increasingly competitive world. Well, I'm extremely grateful for my degree in engineering, and it served me well. There are some degrees that lead directly to a career. We're talking about degrees in medicine, law, engineering, physics, chemistry, psychology, and many others. These degrees have commercial value because they're valued in the marketplace. But then there are students spending tens of thousands of dollars on degrees that, frankly, have questionable value in the marketplace. Doesn't mean they're of questionable value. They're just of questionable value in the marketplace. I believe 100% in making an investment in yourself. Like any investment, there should be a return on that investment. What exactly does a Bachelor of Commerce prepare you for? What would a degree in European and Russian studies prepare you for in the marketplace? I've not come across any job descriptions that call for a bachelor's degree in humanities. Now, I'm not degrading any of those fields of study. I'm just not buying into the idea that students take on thousands of dollars of debt where there's zero ROI. If you grew up in a wealthy family and they can fund your degree in philosophy, then great. But the idea that you borrow tens of thousands for a degree in linguistics seems questionable to me. Too many students are getting degrees that are not going to get them a better job. It's been about 30 years since the student debt machine really kicked into high gear. The availability of more debt allowed universities to increase tuition. We have a lot of market influencers being quite vocal about the idea that borrowing money for questionable degrees is, well, questionable. As more and more people are questioning the value of that investment, I believe the number of students will start to decline in a number of faculties. Does that mean that university enrollment's going to decline? Or will students simply start to make different choices? That remains to be seen. So what does this mean for you as a real estate investor? Universities are anchors in many communities. Housing is built around them. Commercial amenities are built around them. Public transit infrastructure is built around them. We know from demographics that university enrollment is scheduled to decline starting in 2025. There are simply not as many young people graduating high school over the next several years. Naturally, you can expect the universities are going to aim to offset the decline with foreign students, but that too will eventually be limited by the number of student visas. Some universities will do a better job than others in marketing to and attracting foreign students. This means we'll see a number of outright university failures. Some of these schools will be absorbed by nearby schools, resulting in consolidation. Others will simply go into bankruptcy and shut down. A good example of that was Mount Ida College, a private college in Newton, Massachusetts. It closed its doors about a year ago. Some of the assets of the school were purchased by the University of Massachusetts. The students were given automatic admission to UMass Dartmouth, even though the academic programs are different. Students were also given the chance to join Newbury College, which, by the way, is also closing. The biggest issue in my mind is that the business of universities is based on a broken and flawed model. There are too many students borrowing too much money with questionable ROI, and we've already seen the beginning of that first wave of school closures, and there's many more to come, in my opinion. If you're in a community that has a university as one of the main economic anchors, there's additional due diligence you've got to perform. As part of your due diligence, you want to check on the financial health of the school and figure out if the school is on a good growth trajectory or if it's in jeopardy of going the way of Mount Ida College. One of the measures is how many scholarships are the school offering to students. Scholarships sound like something that a student has earned, but in the business of universities, a scholarship is nothing more than putting the tuition on sale. It's a discount designed to induce students to choose the school over the next one. They may give it a fancy name and make it appeal to the prospective student, but it's a discount, nothing more. If you see tuitions rising and the number of scholarships increasing, that may be a warning sign of financial trouble at the school. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.